Gimnasia verbal. Each. Annie, do you remember last week?
Mm-hmm.
We looked at each and every, okay, as adjectives.
Sí.
What does each mean?
Cada uno.
Cada uno de. Eso es.
Cada uno de.
And every.
Cada.
Cada, exactly. Now, today we're going to carry on looking at each, but this time behaving as a pronoun.
Okay.
First of all, we'll look at it at the end of a sentence. For example, nos dieron 10 libras cada uno. Would be, they gave us 10 pounds each.
Mm-hmm.
Muy fácil.
Muy fácil.
Y simplemente se coloca al final de la frase. O puede colocarse ahí, porque también hay otras opciones que veremos dentro de muy poco.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's have a look then. Recibimos 100 euros cada uno.
We received 100 euros each.
We received 100 euros each. Muy bien. Cantaron durante 5 minutos cada uno.
They sang for 5 minutes each.
Minutes o minutes?
Minutes.
Bien. Y también el sonido de la vocal de each es más largo de lo que lo estás haciendo tú.
Mm-hmm. Each.
Each, muy bien. Okay, the next one. Comieron tres cada uno.
They ate three each.
They ate three each. Good. Dividimos las galletas y acabamos con seis cada uno.
We divided up the biscuits and ended up with six each.
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 Tú estás diciendo each. Es each.
Each.
Y ahora haz el ruido con la garganta. Each. Así. Okay, each.
Each.
Eso es, each. ¿Más largo?
Each.
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 Eso es, mucho mejor, ¿eh?
Okay.
Each. Es un sonido algo gutural, ¿okay?
Okay.
Vale. Hablaron durante 20 minutos cada uno.
They spoke for 20 minutes each.
Minutes or minutes?
Minutes.
¿Cuántas veces? They spoke for 20 minutes each. Dime each.
Each.
No, each. Each.
Each.
Eso es. Okay, now let's have a look at each when it comes after a personal pronoun, okay? They each had, they each did,
mm-hmm.
Okay? It always comes before normal behaving verbs, non-auxiliary verbs, okay? They each did, they each had, they each ate. What it means is cada uno comió, cada uno hizo, cada uno fue. They each did, they each went, blah, 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 blah. Okay, let's have a look. Hablaron cada uno durante media hora. Now, this is an example we've already expressed before with each at the end. They spoke for half an hour each, or we can also say they each spoke for half an hour. Significa
right.
Lo mismo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bien. Ganamos cada uno 500 euros en la transacción.
Mm-hmm. We each made 500 euros on the deal.
Good, que también podemos expresar con each al final.
We made 500 euros each on the deal.
We made 500 euros each on the deal. Muy bien, Annie. Pararon cada uno en diferentes gasolineras.
They each stopped at different petrol stations.
Excellent, good. Podemos cada uno hacer diferentes cosas si quieres.
We can each do different things if you'd like.
We can each do different things if you like. Okay, in this case, each comes after the verb because the verb in question, can, is an auxiliary verb, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We can each do different things if you like. The next one. Hicieron cada uno el ridículo, como tú y yo, Annie.
They each made a fool of themselves.
They each made a fool of themselves. Good. In all of these examples, we can substitute each for both if we're talking about two people,
mm-hmm.
or all if we're talking about three or more. Good. Now let's look at another way of expressing cada uno. In this case, cada uno de ellos, cada uno de nosotros, okay? Which is very simple. Each of them or each of us. También podemos decir each of you.
All right.
Cada uno de vosotros. Okay. Cada uno de ellos tiene mucho talento. En este caso, el verbo tiene que expresarse en el singular, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Each of them did. Each of them likes. Each of them knows. O sea, la tercera persona del singular, okay?
All right.
Bien. So, cada uno de ellos tiene mucho talento, Annie.
Each of them has a lot of talent.
Each of them has a lot of talent. Good. Cada uno de nosotros sabe cuál es el problema.
Each of us knows what the problem is.
Each of us knows what the problem is. Good. Y cada uno de vosotros tuvo algo que ver con ello.
Each of you had something to do with it.
Each of you had something to do with it. And again, it's probably more common to substitute each for both if we're talking about two people and all if we're talking about three or more. Okay? Both of you had something to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Or all of you had something to do with it.
All okay? Right.
So each, in fact, is not used that often in this context. But it's good to practice anyway, okay?
Okay.